Hello, Pelly.
Oh, you sound so deep today.
I was watching some Netflix, so enjoying that.
Exciting. What were you watching?
An Innocent Man.
An Innocent Man. Oh, my wife watched that last night.
Ah, did she get through the whole thing or just one episode of it?
No. I think she finished it. I'm not sure. But I do know she said that it is going to be on her regular rotation.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's good because I was sort of getting worried there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that kind of thing, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, hey, as long as she's giving it a thumbs up, I'll keep watching.
Indeed.
It's interesting enough to keep watching. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what's up?
Oh, man.
Yeah?
I don't know what's up.
Oh, my.
Just did a weekend. Liz and I and her sister and her husband, we always, right around this time, always do like a little weekend getaway. And this weekend was it. So we got away.
Oh.
Yeah, it was nice.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, nice to have a change of scenery a little bit.
No, that's good, man.
Yeah, how about you?
You know, I'm living the dream, bro. You know what they say? Living the dream.
Wow. Well, that's good, I guess.
I guess. I don't know. I got a story to tell you, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
All right, sure.
You know,
well, if you're living the dream, I can't even imagine what the story is.
it's rather interesting. It's a work story, so I don't want to kick off with work stories. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hey, it's your show.
It's not my show. It's your show.
I want to turn the tables a little. Come on, Matt.
Yes. Oh, you mother effer. I found you.
Uh-oh. What were you looking for?
Nerd stuff.
Oh, okay.
Nerd stuff. I renewed our SSL certificate, and now it broke things. And now I figured out why.
Oh, okay.
No one wants to hear about that either, Nick. Tell me something fun.
Fun?
Yeah, tell me something fun.
Boy, I don't even know if I have a fun thing.
God damn it. All right, I'm going to start off with the story. This story should serve as a lesson to all the children who feel downtrodden at their workplace.
Ooh.
By children, I mean listeners. And if you're listening to it with your children, shame on you.
Mm-mm.
So let me preface the story with the ending. We're gonna pull a little. What's that movie that I really like, Nick? That goes backwards. Memento.
Cool.
There you go. That one. Memento.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Have you seen Memento?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I haven't seen it in a long time, so it may suck. But I remember when I first watched it; it was fantastic. So, matter of fact, let me put that on my list. All right, that was my fake note typing.
Nice.
Yes. So
put
I'm gonna,
it on that imaginary list.
Yes, my imaginary list.
Mm.
All right. I'm going to start off with the end to the story.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm going to have you guess how the story may begin.
Mm.
So I get home tonight. I walk to the bedroom. My wife's in there watching something. I can't remember what she was watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I hit, hey, blah, blah, blah. We talk for a second. And she goes to me, why do you smell like cotton candy? And so I had to tell her the story of why I smell like cotton candy. And we
cotton
will get there,
candy.
Listener. You will find out why tonight I smelled like cotton candy. The answer is no, I did not eat cotton candy, nor did I rub myself down with cotton candy, nor did I go visit a cotton candy factory, if that's a thing, nor was I molested by clowns and thrown into a cotton candy machine.
Did you go to a carnival?
Nor did I go to a carnival.
Okay, my only other guess for a cotton candy smell would be, did you go to... Actually, there's two guesses. Did you go to a head shop?
That would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
I did not go to a head shop.
All right, I have one last guess. Did you go to a strip club?
I did not go to a strip club. Both great answers.
Thank you.
Both very valid answers.
I would have got that answer if your response was, and I also have glitter on me. Then I knew it would be a strip club with cotton candy and glitter.
Correct. Then you would know for a fact that that's what happened.
Yes, it all checks out.
However, that is not what happened.
Dang it.
I went straight from work to my house.
Cotton candy.
Yeah, smelled like cotton candy. So let me tell you this story. This should serve as a parable to everyone that is having crappy days at work.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do tell.
And remember, this will end with, why do you smell like cotton candy?
It'll circle back on itself.
Listen, this podcast is a big, giant circle jerk. You know what I mean?
That's true. We've said that many times.
We have. So here's what happened. As you may recall, several months ago, I had an audit at work. And said audit, did we talk about this in the podcast, or was it like after we quit recording?
I think it was after we recorded.
All right, so I'll fill everyone in. Several months ago, I had an audit at work. It was super boring. I got extremely upset because I failed this audit at work. However, as it turned out, I had not failed the audit at work. The guy performing the audit was an idiot, and therefore I ended up not failing this audit afterwards. However, it was a hassle. Fast forward to today, December 17th. Oh, damn it. I said the date. All right, now you know what they were recording. Fast forward to today, and guess what I have today, Nick? Another audit.
Jesus criminy.
Okay, so now they're doing three-month audits. So I have another audit. I'm thinking to myself, I don't give a crap about this audit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing this job a long time. I know I'm going to pass this audit. But of course, I said that last time. Remember that. So, my boss comes in this morning. He's like, yeah, we're having an audit today. I said, fantastic. He's like, you good for the audit? I said, yeah, I'm great for the audit. I said, because what I've started doing now is, like, every 4 weeks or so, I do the audit on my own. I go through all the questions and I make sure everything's good. Just to keep track. You know what I mean? Keep track.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and every time it's like pretty damn good. Like 90-95%. I don't want 100. I don't need 100. I need like an 80 to pass. You know what I mean? I figure like 90-95, I'll just stick it to the man. So fast forward to this morning. Are you ready for this audit? And I said, oh, an audit. Great. Yeah, I'm good. So, the auditor comes in and he says, hey, and I'm like, you're a douchebag. Go away. And, he starts digging through my paperwork. And 5 minutes later, my boss comes up to me. Hey, this person needs this particular piece of paperwork. And I said, well, go in my desk. I have the filing cabinet on each side. Filing cabinet on the right, bottom shelf, has all my paperwork sorted by month for the entire year. Top has current month's paperwork sorted by date and each vendor and all that stuff. So you can find all the stuff there. All right, no problem. This wasn't the case last time, okay? This is a new system I implemented. So he goes, finds everything, comes back to me. Well, he still can't find this. And I said, motherfucker. Oh, damn it. I already cussed too. Ah! I'm still so angry. I said, damn it. I just told you where it was. And I repeated the same thing again. So he goes back there. He says that this piece of paperwork doesn't have this particular thing attached to it. All right. I'm on the way. So I go back there. I open up the damn filing cabinet. I said, this is this. This is this. It's sorted this way. It's organized this way. These folders mean this. You have this folder and that folder. When I do all my stuff, I put them in this folder. When it goes to, from pending to verified, I put them into this folder. Da, da, da. So he's looking at it. He's like, well, where's the printout that you have to put in with this? And I'm like, what the hell printout are you talking about? He's like, the printout, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to go through specifics because it's boring. This story is already boring me, by the way. So, it gets better. I promise. It gets better. I promise. So, I said, well, what do you mean? The printout that I've been printing out for the past 8 years with this paperwork is at the front of each piece of paperwork. I said, you know what? I don't have time for this. So I leave. Okay. I go outside. I walk around for a few minutes. I'm like, all right, I'm sufficiently cooled down. This guy's already starting off on the wrong foot with me. So I go back inside. I go back to doing my own thing. Okay. Doing some work. I hear nothing from the auditor or my boss for quite a while. About 2 hours later, auditor comes out. He's like, all right, the audit's done. He's like, much better than last time. Like, you know, you need to do this, that, and the other. I was like, I'm not fucking listening to you. Just leave. And, so I shake his hand and he leaves. So then I talk to my boss and I'm like, I'm assuming it went well then based on what he said. He's like, well, no. He said, you failed the audit by 4 points. I said, you've got to be kidding me. I said, in 8 years, I've only failed one audit. And the one audit is the last time I had an audit with this guy. And we went through this damn audit and ended up not failing the audit because I found all these extra points that he had not marked down correctly. He's like, I know, he's a freaking douchebag. We get to figure it out. I was like, well, look, I'm in the middle of something. I've got to finish it. If you want to come back at 3, we'll chat about it. We'll go through the audit. He's like, okay, fine. So he leaves. I'm doing work. And then at like 2 o'clock, I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing any more work. Because if this guy wants to come in my office and do an audit, fail me. Now, remember, I've already failed one, so I could be fired for failing this audit.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing any work for the rest of the day. So I went. I took lunch. I relaxed. Did nothing for about an hour. Came back to work. By now it's 3 o'clock. So my boss comes in, and we're talking. He's like, you know, I have a copy of the audit. You have a copy? I was like, yeah, I have a copy. I was like, I don't even freaking want it. So I threw it in the trash, and he's like, no, we got to go through it. I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So I take it out of the trash. We start going through the audit, and he's like, let's just look to see, like, what he marked as a no. So we found, like, 6 or 7 questions he marked as no. And I'm not going to go into specifics of the questions because they're irrelevant. Sure. But we get to one question, and I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. He's like, well, you know, he marked it wrong because of this. And I said, well, that's not the company policy. The company policy is this. And he said, well, no, he said that you got the points wrong because of blah, 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 blah. And I said, all right, well, that's fine, but that's not what the question asked, number one. And number two, that's not what the company policy is. So, of course, being the person that I am, I pulled out the standard operating procedure manual and I went directly to the page and read the standard operating procedure that he was marking me wrong for. And of course, therein says exactly what I said it was. And so he jots down a note. And then we get to the next question. Well, why did I get marked off for this? He says, well, he said, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, well, that's also not wrong because of this reason. And I went and I pulled up the manual. I showed him the standard operating procedure. And he's like, okay, but this. And I was like, oh, but nope, because of this. So I pulled out some more paperwork and I showed him. We started going through examples. He's like, okay, yeah, you should get that point too. We get to the third question, same thing. By this point, my boss is getting a little more upset. Like, he's already upset that we're having to go through this process. But now he's more upset because, obviously, this guy's not paying attention when he's doing his questions. So, by this point, he pulls out his laptop and starts typing an email to the auditor, to VP, to HR, to the head of HR, to the head of the company that runs the audits. And we start jotting down everything that I say. Blah, 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 blah. Ends up being like, no joke, Nick, probably like a 2,000-word email. And sent it off.
Jesus.
And then he calls the auditor, because the auditor's like, well, call me after 3, and I'll be available. Calls the auditor, no answer.
Oh.
So he calls the VP. VP answers. She's all pissed off that we're having to go through this goddamn thing once more time. Because she was involved last time.
Sure.
And super pissed off. So she does exactly what my boss did. She calls her boss. She calls the auditor, the auditor's boss, HR, head of HR, a bunch of other people. And talks to some she can't get a hold of. Finally gets a hold of the guy in charge of the audits. And he's like, all right, I'll see if I can talk to the guy. By this point, it's like, I don't know, 3:45, 4 o'clock. And I'm like, dude, it's about time to go. You know what I mean?
I don't know if you know this, but I only work 8 hours now.
Yeah, I was like,
I gotta go.
I was like, I gotta go. It's like 4 o'clock. You know what I mean? Like, I'll stay for another hour, but I gotta go. And he's like, well, yeah, but you know, I'm just waiting on this call because I need to talk to him and go over the other with him and tell me everything you said. I said, well, why? Like, you already emailed them the freaking novel,
right?
You know, just like email me later and let me know.
Yeah, let me know how awesome I am.
And he's like, no, just hang out for a little bit. I was like, all right, fine. So finally he gets in touch with all the people he's been meaning to get in touch with. Finally he gets a hold of the auditor, and he and the auditor are on the phone for 45 minutes.
Ooh.
As it turns out, the reason the auditor was not picking up his phone is because he was on the phone with his boss and was apparently getting chewed out for this audit. So finally him and my boss go through the audit. They go through
all the paper. And this guy, he's the one that did both of the audits.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. Let me tell you. So, backtrack. I have never failed an audit. I have never gotten below an 85% on an audit. The first audit he does, I got a 52%. This audit, I received a 76%. So something ain't right. You know what I mean? And I was getting all my ducks in a row. Like I went in there, I printed out every single audit I've ever had with all the comments. Now, cause I was gonna, if they were gonna try to fire me for this goddamn audit, I swear to God, I was gonna own this company. So I was getting paperwork together, blah, blah, blah. Finally, he's done talking to the guy. He's like, okay, I talked to the guy. He apologized to me because you were right and he was reading the questions incorrectly. And I said, what?
And how many people has he done this audit with and failed because of this?
So
if he's reading your questions wrong, he's got to be reading everyone's questions wrong.
Well, and it's the same exact audit for every single branch.
That's what I'm saying. Every audit this guy goes into, he's got to be failing people left and right.
This guy does 210 audits a year.
Jeez.
Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. I mean, not of this particular kind, but just audits. So I said, say what? He said, yeah, he apologized to me. I explained to him everything you told me, and we went over the questions. He's like, no, that's not what the question says. It says this. He's like, well, I talked to Martin. He had SAP out. He went through the questions, and the way you're reading it isn't the way the company wants it read because the company expects this. So why would they ask this on the question if that the expectation is this other thing? And he's like, oh. He's like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. He's like, I'm sorry. I read the questions, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, well, I'm glad you got an apology, but where's my apology? Because it was my audit, not your audit. I mean, you know, my boss would get docked for that too, but the audit was on the stuff that me and my team do. So, he's like, well, you know, I'll have him call you tomorrow. He's like, they can't change the score of the audit today, but somebody at corporate can go in and modify tomorrow and give you all the points. I mean, I regained 14 points. So that's a 90%. And I was like, okay. I was like, but what about for today? And he's like, well, we can't do anything today. Like, you know, day's about over anyway. I said, no. I don't think you understand. I said, this is the second time this has happened. You've been on the phone with people for the past 7 hours. Okay. I've like half-assed my job the entire day because if I fail this audit, I'm going to get fired. So of course I'm not going to give you 100%. And I told him that too. I said, don't expect me to do anything. And he's like, well, you know, they're going to fix it tomorrow. Don't worry about it. I said, no, here's what's going to happen. I want an email today from either him or your boss telling me that the audit score is fixed. I want an apology from your boss and the auditor about this whole process and that it's not going to happen again, that he's not going to do an audit on me, or I'm just not coming back to work. He's like, well, no, you can't do that. I said, dude, that's the deal. You know what I mean? Like, I already told you I don't want to be here anymore, right? Like, I've already given you a notice. So it's up to you. Like, you do this or I just don't come back after today.
You put him on blast.
Put him on blast. Like my wife said to me, God damn it, you were holding him hostage.
And then you went out and had some cotton candy flavored chips.
So he's like, well, he's like, all right, I'll send you an email. I was like, dude, I don't check my work email when I'm not at work. You know that.
You're such a hard, now you're just being a hard ass to be a hard ass.
Well, no, cause I've already told him this when I gave him my notice, I told him I wasn't checking email anymore unless I was at work. And, wow. I was like, I'll give you my personal email. You can email me there. But I'm not checking my work email. I was like, if I don't get an email by 7, I'm just not coming back tomorrow. So I still haven't got an email.
Wow.
I still haven't got an email.
So the 7 o'clock timeline let's peel back the curtain a little bit for the listener. The 7 o'clock timeline is 3.5 hours late.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's a couple of things on that though. Like for once, like our corporate office is like 2 hours behind. Or maybe it's an hour behind central time. So it's an hour behind.
Yes. But still 2.5 hours late.
Sure. And you know, the auditors, HQ is like 2 hours behind, I think, something like that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Like by now I should have gotten an email. That's not the point.
So now you're not going in.
So tomorrow. So my point was, I want my goddamn apology. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like I bust my ass for this company and I feel a little more appreciated now. And I definitely appreciate the fact that my boss spent basically his entire workday trying to get my audit score reversed for good reason, because I did everything right. But that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, he shouldn't apologize to my boss. He should apologize to me. It was my fucking audit.
Sure.
You know what I mean? That makes me look bad in front of my team if I can't pass an audit.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I did not receive this email, I sent my boss and his boss and the auditor and the auditor's boss and HR and the head of HR an email stating that I will not be in tomorrow. When I receive my apology email, then I'll consider coming back the next day. And then I got a phone call from my boss stating, oh, blah, 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 blah. I said, look, that's the deal. I said, next week is Christmas. I have to have my daughter for, what is it? Christmas is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because her mom can't take off of work. So I'm going to take those days off. There's a problem. You send me an email and I'll get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no problem. He's like, take the whole week off.
This so, week and next week.
Next week. So I'm taking tomorrow off.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I don't get my apology, which I will also take Wednesday off.
Mm-hmm.
But I am taking off next week.
Nice.
Yes. That's right. So I that's like my story. It. So after all this is said and done, I finish up all my stuff, get my stuff together. I leave and my wife's like, can you get some spaghetti sauce? And so I stop at the store and I get spaghetti sauce. And while I'm there, I was like, you know what? This is a good day. A little stressful, but good day. And tonight I'm going to record with Nick. So I'm going to get myself a bottle of wine. So, you know, I go grab a bottle of nice Cabernet Sauvignon. And and I get to the register. And the people there know me all the time. So they're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. They're like, you need some cigarettes? I said, no, I don't need cigarettes. I'm trying to cut down. I said, but I will take a Black and Mild wine. So I get the Black and Mild wine. And, you know, a little wine-flavored cigar. I get in my truck. I go get some gas. And I'm smoking my cigar on the way home. And I get home, I go into my bedroom, my wife's sitting there watching something on TV, and she says, why do you smell like cotton candy? And that's exactly why.
Because of the wine-flavored cigar?
Yeah.
How does that smell like cotton candy?
Listen, I don't make the rules, okay? That's just what she says.
Wild. Very interesting.
Yes. Yes. So, so that's my story, Nick. It's my story.
I like it. Yeah. I think more people need to do that a little bit.
Yeah, so next time they're being a douche to you at work, don't be afraid to stand up for yourself.
I hear you.
But if you get fired, it wasn't my advice.
I don't pay unemployment.
So. Yeah, there you go.
I get it.
Yep.
I get it.
Yep.
That's hilarious.
Yep. So stressful day, Nick. Stressful day. But tomorrow's going to be good.
Tomorrow's going to be real good.
Hopefully you don't
have a honey-do list.
Nope, no honey-do list. I told my wife nice. I was doing nothing.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Sleep in late, lay around naked all day. Perfect. Perfect day.
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy.
Are you going to be backing and bagging comic books all day? What are you going to be doing?
Definitely not doing that. Definitely not doing that.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't decided yet. I do need to clean my office at work or at work at home. So,
yeah.
So I'll probably be doing that. But I'm gonna pick Zoe up from school tomorrow. We're gonna go PJ shopping.
Oh, nice.
Because she's got a PJ day coming up.
Oh. Very
so,
good.
So, yeah, we didn't get to do it this past weekend, so I told her I would pick her up from school and we'd go do that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I think I feel adventurous. I think I might make some squid tomorrow. Stuffed squid.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Because it's I don't know if you, have you ever prepped squid? It's a pain in the ass.
No, but I've seen it done and it looks terrible.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. And you got to be like really careful because – like if you bust the ink sac inside the squid, then you basically ruin the whole thing. So yeah, but I'm excited. It's delicious.
That's great. It's delicious. Yeah, I have the wife and I have tomorrow off, and the only thing she wants to do is go see the animated Spider-Man movie.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, that's a good wife.
That's exciting.
Yes.
That's exciting. When are you guys watching that?
I think we have tickets for 11 o'clock.
Very nice. AM, so, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Man, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll pick Zoe up after lunch.
Oh,
and go watch Spider-Man.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Now it's becoming a date.
Yeah, this is exciting now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I don't get this damn apology email.
Well, at this point, you didn't get it. On your timeline, so sure. I would be like, well, you know what? You missed 7 p.m.
Yep, it's true.
Hopefully I get one by tomorrow by 7 p.m.
Oh,
Fingers crossed.
I teased this on Twitter. I'll say this on here because this is coming out like 30 days in the future. This is like paid day off where like it's not coming out of my vacation time.
Well, of course it is.
Also, yeah. Next week is not coming out of my vacation time.
Well, yeah. You're playing hardball.
Yeah. Gotta stick it to the man.
I like it.
Good. I've heard good things about the movie. So,
Same here.
Looking forward to that. I did go see Aquaman this weekend.
Oh, nice.
With my Amazon Prime tickets.
Yeah, very good.
I'm gonna say nothing about the movie other than when it comes out. Oh, it'll be out by the time this comes out. Now that the movie's out,
yeah,
you gotta go see it.
Oh yeah, it's good.
It's fantastic.
Oh, nice. Okay. I didn't know what to expect, to be honest.
It's fantastic.
To be honest with you, I was expecting mediocre. That's what I was expecting.
So here's the thing.
Because those trailers are nothing but.
So I will say I'm a little jaded and maybe not the best judge on these type of movies. And the only reason I say that is, as you know, Nick, I love Batman v Superman and Men of Steel and Justice League and all that stuff. So, it's very possible that I'm not the right person to ask, but I think it's really effing good, dude. It's really, really good. It's very light and upbeat and, it's got a good heart to it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Great action. There's some problems. What movie doesn't have problems? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Sure.
The thing is, it is fun as crap.
Can I ask? Two questions. Is the action followable? Can you follow it?
Yes.
Well enough.
Yes.
Or is it all just a kinetic orgy in your eyeball and you don't know where to look?
So I think some of the undersea stuff can be a little tough to follow.
Okay.
Cause there is a lot going on.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried. I was worried about that looking at the last trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. But, don't think too much about it. That's all I'll say when you get to those scenes.
Okay. Actually two more questions. Mm-hmm. Is this a movie for Tom? Will he totally be able to follow it? Never ever reading a comic book. Or is this a movie for Elizabeth because it has a little bit more heart, less dumb, dark action involved in it?
So Tom's going to love it.
Like she loved Wonder Woman, but I can guarantee you like like Batman versus Superman or even Justice League, she would be completely bored in.
Yeah. No, Tom will love it.
Oh, okay.
Your wife, on the other hand, I don't know if she'll love it. But I think she would definitely enjoy it.
Okay. Is the romance angle pretty good?
Yeah, it's good.
All right. That's cool.
That's good.
And my last question, is there any scenes that I have to sit through the credits for?
I'm not going to spoil that.
Well, then I'm not going to sit through the credits.
You should sit through the credits.
Nah. I ain't going to waste 5 minutes looking at looking at all the dumb songs at the very end. Get out of here.
You can watch Jason Momoa do the what's it called, the haka dance. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Are you sure he's not doing what is it, the dumb dance that all the 9-year-olds are doing?
The Fortnite dance. What's it called?
Yeah, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh man, let me tell you.
That's such a stupid thing. Like even Microsoft now has that in one of their commercials. I'm like, oh. God, what are you guys doing?
So
that is going to be so dated in like, oh, 2 months.
Yeah.
So.
I got a little frog in my throat. Hang on. Let me imbibe.
With your cotton candy cigar.
Maybe that's what gave me the frog in my throat.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a grown up smoking a cigar. when I went to drop Zoe off this weekend, I usually meet her mom at Burger King, which is kind of near my house, and it's off the highway, so it's easy for her to get to it. And we got there a few minutes early, Because we went like all over the place to find PJs this weekend, and nobody's got PJs for girls.
What? Are you saying Target doesn't have PJs for girls? Because I'm pretty sure they have like 30 different varieties. Dude,
every single place we went has PJs for girls, but they're all onesies.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
And she doesn't want onesies. The only PJs I found were for adults.
That's weird.
And like, she's big, but she's not like big enough to fit in an adult size.
But maybe they have been purchased for stocking stuffer and Santa gifts.
Sure, we'll go with that. That
seems like a good thing to buy.
We'll go with that. Let me tell you, the only place we found PJs for girls was at Kohl's. They had one set left.
Jeez.
And it was $50.
Wow, you should have just went to Pink and bought a pair from Pink.
And let me tell you, I will pay a lot of money for a lot of things, but I will not pay $50 for a pair of pants and a shirt to sleep in.
Unless it's for your daughter, and then you walked out with those $50 pair of PJs. Right,
let me rephrase. Huh? Tomorrow, when we go PJ shopping, if nobody has PJs, then I will definitely go to Kohl's and spend $50 on those goddamn pajamas.
But did you try your favorite place, Walmart?
Yeah, that's the first place we went to. Because I was like, perfect. We'll go to Walmart. It's like $5 for a pair of girls' PJs. Yep. Nope, just onesies.
Dang it.
So I think tomorrow I'll go to my second favorite place, which is the mall, and maybe I'll find some there. I'm gonna try a few other stores because if I go into Greenville, there'll be a lot more choices. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I may up ending, spending $50 on PJs. We'll find out tomorrow.
Oh, yikes!
And then we'll let everyone know next episode. The suspense. Yeah.
The saga of the PJs.
We won't because we'll forget by next episode.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah. So PJs. Anyway, so. We're at the Burger King parking lot waiting on her mom to get there, and some song came on the radio. Oh, like a Drake song came on the radio.
Ah, yeah.
And Zoe was doing some little dance or whatever. Cause she goes to an after school program, and it's at a dance school. And they specialize in like hip hop dance.
Sure.
So, she's around this thing and like they do dances or whatever. They have their yearly or twice a year recital thing. Anyway, so she does a little dance. And, I was like, what dance is that? And she's like, well, it's either the shoot or the hype dance. I guess the hype dance is what they call it in Fortnite. And the shoot is like the actual name because the song is called shoot something. I don't know. And so I looked up the song and I was like, okay, yes, that's it. And so I try to do, I have this thing with the kids where I dab like in random places.
Oh, God, that's so hip.
To embarrass them.
Of course.
So we'll just like, we'll be driving down the street in the truck and, like somebody will start bumping music like next to us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, or like we get to a stoplight and I'll just like dab and, they love it, of course. They super love it.
Oh my God, absolutely.
That their dad is doing the dab, because apparently I'm too old to dab, even though I still remember the days when I used to think my parents too old to do everything. And now I'm that guy. Now I'm the one that's too old.
Yeah, you should just stick with the running man. That's always a classic.
Yes, it is. In fact, I did the running man at the Burger King parking lot, but we're not there yet.
While at this Burger King parking lot, did you try the original chicken sandwich made like a Whopper with cheese?
No, because we went to get we get lunch at Chick-fil-A.
What the hell?
Yeah, so we had just eaten, so we did not get Burger King.
There's always room for the original chicken sandwich.
I mean, I tried. I tried. I wanted onion rings.
Yeah.
But Zoe's like, let's get Chick-fil-A. And you know, when somebody says that, it's very hard to say no.
Yeah, then you get that Chick-fil-A sauce and you're all good.
So good. but we're watching the video for the shoot. And, I try to do it, but I'm sitting in my truck, so obviously I'm not doing it. Do you know what the shoot is?
No.
Or the hype dance?
I might if I saw it. I'm sure I've seen it.
I'm sure you've seen it. So, it's this dance where you move You can do either left or right, but mm-hmm. your arm and leg at the same time. So you're doing like a pounding motion with your arm, like mm-hmm. over your head, synchronized with your leg of the same side doing a kick.
I have seen that, sure.
Okay. So that is the shoot or the hype dance. So I'm doing this in my truck sitting down, and she's like, that's not how you do it. And I was like, can you do it? She's like, no, I tried and I can't do it. So here we proceed for the next 15 minutes. Zoe gets in the pickup, in the bed of my pickup, and, has me play music that will go with the shoot or hype dance, over and over again for the next 15 minutes as she practices this dance, in the Burger King parking lot. And it was quite amusing because there were a lot of people there. And so, I didn't want her to embarrass herself, so I was doing it with her. So we were both embarrassed in front of, dozens of people at the Burger King parking lot as we performed the shoot and her hype dance for the next 15 minutes. It was quite entertaining. It was good.
She care that she was embarrassing herself or people were watching?
Did she care? Nick, I've raised my daughter properly. She gives two shits.
Well, then that's good. Then you did raise her properly.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Matter of fact, I was talking about one of my coworkers today. About that, because she did something, and I was laughing. She's like, I can't remember what it was, but I started laughing, and she's like, yeah, I know I'm weird. And I was like, it's fine to be weird. And so I shouldn't have said that, because she proceeded to tell me this, like, 15-minute-long story about how she used to get made fun of in school for being weird. And so I had to explain to her how my child is no longer worried about being weird. Because when she was bullied once, and they made fun of her for being weird, I explained to her to embrace her weirdness. And it's worked out quite well for her. She's made a lot of friends because she's weird, and now she loves being weird. In fact, it's funny, so I'll do like stupid things like, I don't know, dab as we're driving down the street. And she'll be like, Dad, you're so weird. And I'm like, yep. She's like, but weird's good. I said, yes, I've taught you well, daughter. Weird is good.
You know, when I started dating my wife, she would say stuff like that as well. And I would just always come back, like she would be like, that's not normal. And I'm like, who wants to be normal?
Yeah.
And now she's come over to my side. She's like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Who does want to be normal? It's like, yeah, damn straight.
Yeah. I mean, look at you. There's no shame in your game posting your elfie onesies on Twitter.
Hell no. Had them on just this weekend.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. And if you need to know the whole context, the wife insisted that we put on the Elfie onesies. I was like, dang, look at how I corrupted her. She's the one that absolutely didn't want to buy them. And now she's like, we need to wear matching stuff more.
Very
and I'm
nice.
Like, yeah, because it's completely stupid.
That's good, man. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
My wife won an ugly sweater contest, Friday.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. So I don't know if I told you that we were going to
go to
this.
Is it a vintage ugly sweater?
It is.
That she had in her closet, or is it one of those that you get like Facebook ads or Amazon, you might like this type crap?
So I've seen those. In fact, I saw one that had, it's got like Santa riding a unicorn.
Awesome.
And the unicorn's got Christmas lights all around it, and the sweater actually has a controller where you can turn on the Christmas lights on the sweater.
That doesn't sound like an ugly Christmas sweater, but go on.
That's what it I said.
It sounds like the best Christmas sweater.
That's what except, I said.
Except Michael Myers has the best Christmas sweater, which is an amazing Spider-Man Christmas sweater. This sounds like the second best Christmas
sweater. It was pretty amazing. But this was good. So I thought about buying it. I didn't buy it.
Dang it.
Because I totally forgot. But it's a good thing I didn't buy it because I didn't go to the Christmas party on Friday. Because my wife told me about this Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And I was excited for this Christmas party. And as it turns out, I learned Friday afternoon that it was an adults-only Christmas party.
Was it at the, what is it called? The Crikey Cricket? What was it called? Tequila taco? What was that place called?
Tipsy taco?
Tipsy turtle? What? Yeah, the tipsy turtle. Was it there again?
No. It was at our friend's house.
Oh, okay. All right.
And it was adults only, and it was going to be an ugly sweater contest or whatever.
Nice.
Well, anyways, my wife told me weeks ago, and it was on my calendar, Because I started a new habit. I keep a calendar now.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, it's quite interesting. I'm still getting used to it.
Nice.
But she reminds me on Friday, as I'm on my way to get Zoe, she's like, hey, don't forget about the party tonight. I said, yeah, I know, I'm on the way to get Zoe. She's like, oh, crap. Did I tell you it's adults only? I said, God damn it. No, you did not. So I just stayed home with the kids and we watched, oh God, what's that show? Gravity Falls. We watched season 2 of Gravity Falls. And it was amazing.
Gotcha.
Maybe better than the first.
Oh, okay. Wouldn't know.
Yeah.
We had our Christmas party Friday for work. And I was, it was brought up to me by my boss that things needed to be done for work. And when can I get that done? And my response was, I'm not here Monday or Tuesday. So I don't know how that's going to get done. And needless to say, this was 50 minutes before the party started.
Wow.
And it wasn't in the building. So it was it was off site. So we, you know, there's transportation time.
Yeah.
So that was my response as I got a blank look and a blinked blank look. And then I'm like, well, instead of this ending up on my year-end review as a negative, I guess I'll skip the Christmas party this year and do this work, huh? Which was met with, oh, no, you can't do that. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. But also, there was no solution being offered to me. Oh, we can pass that to another teammate. We can push that back. Nothing like that. It was still the blink, blink, blink. So I'm like, well, I guess that's what I'm doing, even though you're telling me no, no, no. So I then debated, do I go into this Christmas party being that it's a 3-hour party and I'm already like over 2 hours late to it? Or do I just say F them, I'm putting an hour back in my pocket?
There you go.
And I was like, nope, not going to let them win that one. So I went to that party, leaned over to my buddy and said, I'm getting an Academy Award for this performance, and put on an S. Eaton grin and just had a ball for the last hour of that party.
Very nice.
Yes, Bobby De Niro would have been impressed with very that nice performance.
I'm proud of you, Nick.
Yeah. Proud of you. Yeah.
You should have been like, I don't know, you might want to ask that guy over there. He's working Monday. I'm off.
If I could have, but I hate to say it, I care for my coworkers too much to like, and trust me, my coworkers in my group, every one of them, when they found out I was going to be late, every one of them stepped up and was like, how would if I stay with you? Can I do anything right now? Is there anything I can do to get this done quicker for you? And I'm like, nope, this falls on me, not on you. So, you know, I definitely had support from my team, which was pretty awesome. So that, you know, that made me feel good.
Well, good on your team. Shame on your company.
Yeah. But at this point, it's like, hey, I still have Monday, Tuesday off. Oh, well.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, like, company parties aren't all that exciting, especially if they want to talk about work. You know what I mean? Like, I don't go to a company party to talk about work. I got to have fun and relax.
Yeah, this isn't one of those company parties that's like, open bar, let's get ripped up. You know, no, it's very tied. It's very buttoned up. So
yeah, I used to work for a company that did that. And, I mean, the party was awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Fantastic party. But it was one of those parties where like, it's more like, let's get our clients drunk and, like, let's see if we can just sell them more stuff kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like that, it wasn't explicitly said, right? But like you have a party at like, whatever, it doesn't matter. Like some, whatever, I don't know. What was this one party at? I can't remember. Oh, it was at the Mall of America.
Sure.
They did a Christmas party at the Mall of America. So it started off at this bar, which the company bought for the night. And it was just employees. It was like, I don't know, 200 employees there. And then they flew in like the top 50 clients and, like everything was on the company, right? So all food and drinks on the company and you just like, you know, mingle around with coworkers and then mingle around with clients, right? To make like more personal relations. But then like, you know, you get a couple whiskeys into somebody and like They want to ask you questions about the software and like, can we do like this modification, that modification? And like, okay, how can we do this better or that better? And I'm like, dude, number one, like, we talked about this last week. You know what I mean? Like, you already asked me about these mods. Number two, like, I'm going to party. Like, I'm half drunk. You're half drunk. Like, this is not going to end well.
That doesn't sound like a party. That sounds like, let's talk about work.
While drinking.
No, thank you. Yeah. I'm here to party.
Yeah. And that was the first part. I mean, like, the second part was kind of fun because we went to the bowling alley at the Mall of America. And so you're just, like, bowling, and you're, like, pretty much dead drunk by now. And that was good. But then they also, like, kind of adjusted that, where, like, they made the teams. And the teams, like, had to have a member of a client on your team. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't, like, form a team with your buddies and just, like,
shoot the shit. Yeah, that's a work event at a party.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's all pre-planned just under the guise of a party.
Yeah, yeah. And I hated that. They used to do that kind of stuff all the time, you know?
Yeah, that's like, bull. That's if, BS.
Yeah, BS. Like if they do like quarterly dinners or whatever, you know what I mean? And sometimes they'd have like a local client come in just like to celebrate the fact that they're a great local client. And so you go to like the fanciest restaurant possible. Like, what if I just want to have a burger? You know what I mean? I hated that place. Ugh, the worst.
Hey, did I tell you during our weekend getaway, did I tell you that I had a protein that I haven't had probably in about 8 months?
Crickets.
No.
Shame on you.
No, it's been quite a long time. Longer than 8 months. But it's still a protein that you pretty much only find at fancy dancy restaurants. And even then, it's sort of hard to find.
All right. Let me guess.
Sure. A protein. And realize where I am. Like outskirts of Chicago. If I was in Minnesota, you could guess venison and probably be pretty correct.
Sure.
So, yeah, Chicago you don't see venison too often, so I'll cut that protein out.
All right. Let's do this. Is it a bird?
Yes.
All right, because my first answer was going to be either like quail or pigeon or like something like that. You know what I mean? Like a small fancy bird.
Sure.
Those?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. But it's kind of a bird.
No, it is. It is. Okay. Yeah.
It is a bird. Just think, what other birds would you eat?
I'll give you a hint that will completely give it away, but it will also illuminate why I hesitated on the sort of.
Oh, okay. I like this. Go on.
It is not a land bird specifically, and not a water bird specifically.
Wait, it's not a land bird.
Uh-huh.
Or a water bird.
It's both of those, but it's not specifically just a land bird or just a water bird.
It is both of these.
Yes.
It is ostrich.
No. Oh my God. No.
That's a desert bird.
Yeah, that is.
Have you ever had ostrich? It's quite delicious.
I've only had ostrich jerky. It was duck.
Oh, yes, duck.
It was delicious.
How was this duck prepared? See, I was thinking too hard. Like, I should have gone to duck. Like, that's kind of common.
I don't think it's common. Not in my area. Mm. That's as common as finding snails on a menu.
So, we have a Christmas tradition. This might be is this a Christmas episode? This is a Christmas episode, Nick. God damn it. All right. Christmas is over. Thanks for listening. So, We have a Christmas tradition where on Christmas Eve,
mm-hmm.
we go have dinner at a local Chinese restaurant.
Oh, yes. You told me this tradition. Yeah. Yes.
And I always get the duck.
Oh.
Anyways, continue. So how was this duck prepared?
Is it the thin sliced duck that then you have like on like either lettuce leaves or like wonton wrappers?
No, it's like it's chopped.
Fancy. Like a Peking.
Kind of like Peking, yes. I can't remember the exact name of it. It's good. It's very good.
Yeah, that's probably better than the duck that I had. But still, it was nice to see duck on a menu, and I had to jump on that duck.
So how was this duck prepared?
I think it was just like butter basted.
It had
a blackberry reduction sauce that was very delightful, and a turnip puree on the side.
Man, you are speaking my language right now.
I know. And that turnip puree, to me, it tasted coconutty.
Really?
But to the wife, she's like, that tastes like a gross carrot. Like a bitter, gross carrot.
Interesting. Turnip. Turnips, turnip's good. I had turnips. What did I have turnips in? Oh, god dang. We went out to eat, and on the side was like a little turnip salad.
Ooh, nice.
It's quite good.
Yeah, that sounds real good.
So the butter basted duck is my favorite because duck is for anyone that's never had duck, it's a darker meat. Matter of fact, most of the duck is dark meat, right? I don't think there's very much white meat on a duck.
Yeah, I think it was at least all I've had was dark.
Yeah, so it's dark meat, and what's different about duck compared to most birds that you eat is that it is very high in fat.
Oh yeah.
Like every piece that you eat has like a little layer of fat on it, and so as a result, my wife does not like duck very much.
Mm-hmm.
My wife does not like the taste of fatty tissue.
Mm-hmm.
So like if we have a steak, she always cuts that piece off, and I'm like, what are you doing? That is the best piece. You know what I mean? And basting the duck in butter makes it even better, because basting it in butter not only keeps the meat moist, but it also tenderizes the fat.
See, my issue with duck, and I don't know if you've dealt with this at the Chinese restaurant, it's however you cook it and whatever temperature you want to cook it, you need to cook off that layer of fat that's on that duck breast.
Mm.
Where this place did not cook it out.
Huh.
So I had a good like quarter inch of fat going around the whole damn thing.
That sounds so good.
I get it. Like some people like it, some people don't.
Yeah.
But I like when they cook it down and reduce it, and then it just becomes like so much more heavenly. But
yeah, duck.
We were also with Kevin and Donna, and I think I've shared this with you. They both order fillets. Filet mignon,
yeah,
which we've both discussed. Those are the worst cuts of meat. This restaurant had hanger steaks. They had skirt steaks. Like they had so many good cuts of meat, and it was one of those steakhouses that like, and I appreciate this. They put exactly what like medium rare is, medium well. Like they explained in great detail exactly what you should be expecting to get.
Yeah.
And they would happily take it back if you don't get it that way, which is great. I'm like, all right, that's a chef that is standing by like their preparation of said protein.
Mm-hmm.
Donna orders it medium well.
Hmm.
Kevin, and I told you this before, Kevin orders it well done. No pink, nothing. And she goes, would you like me to butterfly it to make sure that it's well done?
Oh my God.
And he goes, yes. And no. while they're talking over the sides, both of them with the waitress, I looked over at Liz and I'm like, why don't they just grab the two steaks that fell between the grill grates into the heating element and just serve up that? And before doing that, the chef should just stomp on it to make sure that it's completely a hockey puck.
Well, and this is a steakhouse, you said.
Oh, yeah.
And ew, and they let you cook things that way?
I can't believe, I'm just like, oh. And I mean, I told you, I've had this discussion many times with Kevin. He's just like, this is the way I like it. Sorry. If there's at all any pink to it, I am not eating it. Just like, oh my God.
All right. So let me throw something out and tell me if you agree. We both agree that filet is a garbage chunk of meat.
It is not garbage. they know what they have, steakhouses and butchers.
Yep.
They know what they have. whoever hyped up that piece of meat and made it the gold bouillon of protein, they knew what they were doing, because guess what? They charge way too much for that freaking, what is it, 4 ounces, 6 ounces?
Yeah, 6 ounces.
For nothing. Like, my wife had skirt steak salad, and it came perfectly, like, red on the inside, like, charred on the outside, nice. Thinly sliced on. And I'm like, that's the way it should be. And nice. I tasted it, and it was freaking amazing.
All right, so I'm going to give everyone a tip. And I'm going to give tip. I'm going to give this tip because you and I have gathered a reputation of pretentiousness.
Yes. So, well deserved, I'll say, because at this point I'm willing to go. Let's just, you and me, go to a Brazilian steakhouse and like lay down hundreds of dollars and just get meat after meat after meat. Bring it on.
We've got a really good one here that it just opened up next to the movie theater. Nice. It's freaking fantastic. It's not even that bad, dude. It's like $40 a person, I think.
Wow. Yeah. I think here in the suburbs, there's two Brazilian steakhouses, sort of, like, within an hour drive, without going into the city. And the price points for them are, you're lucky if you're paying $100 for lunch, but normally it would be, like, twice that, at least $170 for dinner.
Oh, wow.
But it's damn good.
Wow.
And I love getting, I mean, shoot, the way my lifestyle is now, I can eat just piles of meat. And the wife will be like, you want some more piles of meat? Yes, I'll have more piles of meat. Thank you. As long as I don't put a biscuit onto that meat, she'll be like, yeah, just pile it up, guy. Go ahead.
Dude, that is an experience. If you've never been to a Brazilian restaurant, you have to go at least once. Oh,
it's the best.
If you're a vegan, don't go. Bill Bomer, I'm talking to you.
I don't know about that, because even the Brazilian salad bars.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Are freaking amazing. And you can find vegetarian stuff that, guess what? They put vegetables on those skewers too. Like, sure. That's a damn good experience for anyone, I would say.
But then you're not getting your money's worth. That's what I'm saying.
I would agree with that. Yeah. But just like an all-you-can-eat restaurant, you never get your money's worth because dumb Americans fill up on starches instead of waiting for the prime rib or the crab leg.
Exactly. All right. So here's a tip from the pretentious crew. So if you ever go to a fancy restaurant, you never order the most expensive meats on the menu. The reason for that is they have purposely made the garbagest cuts of meat the most expensive, so people will buy them, because people buy them, why? Because they're the most expensive, not because they're the most delicious, okay?
I'll agree.
So, for example, the filet mignon, famous for being an overpriced cut of meat, because you get, like you said, 4 to 6 ounce filet is pretty standard, I would say, in a restaurant, and you're paying $30 or $40 for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not paying $30 or $40 for filet mignon because the filet is worth that. It's because it's the garbage leftover meat that they need to make some money on. And that's what they serve. And so they've created a creative way of cooking it that makes it very palatable. But the simple fact that generally the filet is the most expensive item on the menu, people with way too much money will generally order the filet mignon. Plus, filet mignon, it's French. And therefore, it must be delicious.
And also, I think there's a, other than the hype thing, there's a thing with, I don't want to cut around a bone, or I don't want a big layer of fat cap around it.
Right.
So that's almost, filet mignon's almost like protein for dummies. Like, you can eat the whole damn thing. You don't even have to think about it. Just pop the whole thing in your mouth.
Well, and here's the thing. So the filet mignon is very low in fat. And as a result, when it's cooked, it has to be cooked in a very high fat substance like butter. So generally when you get a filet mignon, it's butter basted, right? Like, they'll cook it in the oven for whatever, 15 minutes, and they'll butter baste it to keep it moist, because protein, once you cook it, it gets hard. And so they have to keep it moist. So they baste it in butter, until you get that, you know, golden brown skin on the outside that makes it look delicious. But really, it's a garbage cut of meat. If you want to get a good cut of meat, what you want to get is not a T-bone steak, but a ribeye steak, bone in, because the best flavor of a meat comes from two pieces of the meat that people generally hate eating. Number one, the fat, and number two, the bone. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, in the U.S., we don't eat a lot of stuff with bone in it, but bone marrow is delicious. And when you cook a piece of meat with bone in, you get a ton of additional flavor.
Sure.
Even if it's, when it's served without the bone, it has to be cooked in the bone. There's just something, there's that like buttery, like it's almost umami flavor to the stuff that comes out of the bone, mm-hmm. that really makes the meat worthwhile. My favorite is rump roast. That's my favorite cut of meat.
Sure.
It's got a good deal of fat in it. You want to pick a cut of meat that's got a lot of like fatty striations in it.
Yeah.
If it's a lean meat, you're doing it wrong.
Do you know what else they had there at that restaurant? Mm. Other than duck, which surprised me. But, and this is the thing that I went back and forth on, which one should I get? And I had to take a pass on the tomahawk pork chop. Mm-hmm. And I was really bummed out I had to take a pass on that big brontosaurus, Fred Flintstone looking tomahawk pork chop. Give it to me! Like, damn it! And, my wife ordered hers first, and then it went Donna, Kevin, and by the time she got to me and I ordered the duck, she looked at me, and with all seriousness and concern in her eyes, she's like, the chef would recommend that that duck is prepared. What was it? Medium rare. Hmm. And I'm like, whatever the expert chef says, I'll take it that way. And she just gave me a look like, you're the only sane one at this table. Thank you.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You gotta trust the guy who's cooking steaks 40 hours a day, sure. You know, 40 hours a week. Yeah. Why wouldn't you trust that guy?
Yep. Well, unless you tell him you want it well done.
Well, that's when the chef should come out from the back of the kitchen and be like, really, you want this well done? Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I remember a long time ago when I started cultivating my pretentiousness, where if you went to a steak place,
mm-hmm.
and you ordered a steak, you know, well done – even the waiter or waitress would tell you like, well, you know, we recommend you eat it this way. But if that's the way you want it, we'll do it. Now you don't get that. Like if yes, we're well done, they'd be like, yeah, no problem. We'll get it extra well done for you.
There's places, like a decade ago, places in Chicago that if you did that, they'd be like, no.
Oh,
the chef refuses to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Well, but now it's the other way. Like, I always get mine medium rare. Okay. As my wife likes to say it, fresh off the cow. And I know that's, maybe not what most people like, right? Cause you still have some, like, blood content in it.
Heck yeah.
But I think it cooks it enough to tenderize the meat, but still gives you that meat flavor, you know? And I think once you go beyond that, you're kind of ruining the cut of the meat. But I mean, in most places now, it used to be normal, right? Like if I get medium rare, yeah, no problem. Like how else would we cook it? And if you ask for well, they'd be like, you gotta get the fuck out of this restaurant. But now I'll go to a restaurant and my wife will order hers, usually like medium well. You know, the kids do the same thing and I'll be like medium rare. And they'd be like, are you sure you don't want it medium or medium well? I'd be like, no, motherfucker, I just told you medium rare. So just give it to me medium rare. And it's almost like they don't want you to have the slightly undercooked meat. And I understand why, right? Like, maybe it's not the healthiest possibly, right? Like maybe you're not cooking the meat thoroughly enough to get rid of whatever contaminants are in it. But here's the thing, like if I go get sushi, right? I love sushi. For most, sushi places, I mean, they have some like vegetarian or vegan sushi rolls, but when you order sushi, generally you think of raw fish. And so as a result, they bring in really high quality fish meat and very fresh fish meat to make that sushi roll, right? Because you're not going to have like that You know, when fish starts to smell fishy, it's going bad, right? And when you get sushi, if you go to a good sushi place, it doesn't smell fishy because it's fresh enough. And by the way, like after you kill a fish, you can basically just eat it off the fish without cooking it for like 3 days roughly before it starts to go bad. And so
that's the same way with going to a fishmonger. Like yes. That place is not, it's supposed to smell like the sea. It's not supposed to smell like fish.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I go to a steak restaurant and they tell me I should get my steak done a little better than I'm requesting, then chances are the place does not have the freshest meat. You know what I mean?
Or you immediately leave that restaurant. Like, get the hell out of here. You know the problem with your example?
Yeah.
The customer is not always right. Sometimes the customer's a dum-dum.
A lot of times the customer's a dum-dum.
You want to know what the weekend getaway, what food I ate for the very first time? A virgin.
Oh.
A virgin delicacy.
Escargot.
No, son, I've been eating escargot since I was 10. Get the hell out of here.
Continue.
Okay. We went to, maybe you can guess it by this short description. We went to an Irish pub on Sunday.
You had shepherd's pie.
Son, get the hell. My mother-in-law makes shepherd's pie. Get out of here.
You had potatoes for the first time in your life.
You had a traditional Irish breakfast. You had bangers and mash. No.
You had a shot of Jameson.
Yes, thank you.
No, do tell.
And it was delightful. I had a scotch egg.
Oh my God.
Dude, those things are hard to find. Those are a rainbow. Oh, and it was so, the only thing that was bad was I've seen it done on television many times. And they always cut open the scotch egg and it's still like a soft boiled center.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe not completely runny, but very, very close to being like full liquid.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, the one that I had was full, and even the menu said hard boiled egg wrapped in Irish sausage,
mm-hmm.
Coated with panko, if people don't know what a Scottish egg is, coated with panko breadcrumbs, mm-hmm. which I was like, that's a change. Like, that's a way to modernize it. But guess what? The panko breadcrumbs, of course, is going to make it that much more like crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then deep fried.
Yep.
And the only bad thing was I knew I wasn't going to get a soft boiled center.
Mm.
Just by them saying it's already hard boiled. Like, yeah, this was not a gastro pub that they were trying to be innovative. This is a place that whips people in, whips people out, you know, as quickly as possible. But just to finally have one. And Irish sausage is so freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth is watering thinking about it. And it was served with whole grain mustard, which was really nice. Huh. Like the little like cidery like hit of the whole grain mustard. Ooh, that was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Not spicy mustard?
No, this was just whole grain. Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was interesting.
Good. That sounds good. Yeah. I like my scotch eggs with spicy mustard.
I think I would have preferred it with spicy mustard, but you know what? I'll try what they're giving me.
It was
house-made stone ground mustard, so I'm like, all right, hey, if you're making your own mustard, I'll give that a shot.
Yeah, fucking props if you're making mustard. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've never heard of any restaurant making their own mustard.
I know. It's hard enough to have like restaurants making their own jelly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you rarely get a restaurant, at least around me, because we don't have a lot of foo-foo restaurants. You never see, like, house-made mayonnaise, which mayonnaise isn't that hard to make.
Mm-mm, that's easy.
But, yeah, mustard, that's a whole different animal.
Mm.
And an Irish bar, you know, in itself, like, wow, that's pretty impressive.
No, that's good. That's disappointing about the hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
It is. I've often expressed my love of a runny egg.
Yes, I know.
There's just something about it, man. It's like, I don't know. It makes me like, it gives me that like warm feeling. That's really weird to say about food.
No.
No, you don't think so?
Hell no. Dude, I have so many like sense memories of like food experiences I went through. Like there's places that I want to go back to specifically for the restaurant that I went to.
Yeah, yeah.
And even it, and it pisses my wife off. Like 10 years ago, we went for an anniversary to like Honolulu. And I'm like, we should go back to Honolulu. Not like the road to Hana, not the luau, not, it was like, no, for that one restaurant. Remember that one restaurant that was like attached to a golf course? It was just like this little shack.
Nice.
And she's just like, yeah, but what about, you know, us laying in the hammock, us going to this, us, you know, swimming in the ocean to get, and it's like, no, I sort of want to go back to that one little shack that had those fish tacos.
Oh man. Yeah. No, I hear you, man. I hear you. There's, that's why I like talking to you. It's like, I'll talk to some other people and I don't want to call anybody out, but I'm going to call Ronnie out, for example. And now I'm only calling Ronnie out because Ronnie knows I love him and he won't give a shit that I'm calling him out on this podcast. But, you know, Ronnie's got like simple taste in food, right? Ronnie likes what he likes and he will not try anything that he doesn't like. Right. I totally understand that. But I often wonder, like, I don't know, man, like there's something about food that can really just like make your day better. Right. And I don't know if it's the fact that like you and I are very adventurous in our eating and we don't mind like trying new things and like even cooking, right? Like trying new things to cook and like being okay with fucking it up. Right? Cause you're like, well, let me like not try this. Let me try this ingredient instead. Or like, let me try like this combination of herbs and spices. And it ends up tasting like just garbage, right? And you ruin it. But then you find like a combination that just like works, right? And you eat it and you get that like warm feeling inside.
But the issue with that example is we both we add stuff to recipes. And we don't know how much of said ingredient that we added. So to actually go the next time to do that is always like, well, I know I added, you know, paprika to that, but I just sort of eyeballed it and it just never ever tastes the same. It could be better, but it's like it rarely will ever taste the way you wanted it to taste.
Yeah. Well, see, I'm weird about that though, because like. Example. If I find something, like I make something, right? And just by complete accident, it comes out delicious, right? Like the hot Ronnie that I talked about last time.
Yeah.
Right? Just like complete accident. I'm like, holy shit, like this is perfect, right? Like some things you can only get to that point if you failed enough in like trying different combinations, right? Like I've made enough gin and tonics where like I can probably assume like based on the way something tastes, how it would pair with like adding it to a gin and tonic, right? And then like the extra stuff, like when I put the cinnamon on top, like obviously I'm not going to put like a teaspoon of cinnamon, right? In like a whatever 12-ounce drink that I made. But like, you know, a few sprinkles. Yeah, that would work, right? And you can taste it and then like play around with it a little bit, right? Cause you understand the flavors, right? Like when I was making that matcha latte with the almond milk instead of regular milk. Like, it took me, like, 3 or 4 days to get it exactly how I thought it should taste. And, like, it's fine along the way, but then you find, like, that exact combination, right? And if you don't try these things, then you can't get it right. And the only reason I say this is because it doesn't apply just to food, but it applies to everything. And I don't want to get, like, esoteric, but, like, you know, think about it. Like, we fuck up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you make mistakes that really F up your life. But sometimes, like, I don't know, a little gold nugget comes out of this experience, and you just gotta run with it. You know what I mean? So, what I'm trying to say is, food is like living life, and don't be afraid to fuck it up.
Yeah, I'll totally agree with that. Some of the best things that you do, you're taking a chance on it, and you might screw it up, but there's a lot that you could learn from it.
Yeah. Yeah, you might screw it up, but what if you get it right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you never ever know, which never is know. pretty fascinating, pretty fun.
Yes. Therefore, crickets. Except they won't let me quit work, Nick. God damn it.
Why not?
I try all the time. I even told my boss, right? I was like, fucking fantastic. Like, I'm going to fail this audit. I'm going to get fired. I already had my plan. I had my plan set. I even told my wife I told my wife this when I got home too. Cause you know, as you know, I've been trying to quit for like weeks now.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And so I was like, once he's like, yeah, you know, they're going to fix your thing, whatever. I was like, well, fuck, like I had it all planned out. Like in my mind, I had already packed a backpack, a notebook, a couple of pens.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to drive up to Asheville and just spend like 3 days camping in the mountains. I was going to go through my whole business plan for my cricket farm. I was going to have everything in writing. I was going to go through all the possibilities because I would have like nothing else to think about. You know what I mean? Like it would just be me in the woods and this thing that I want to do.
Sounds like the best pre-holidays event that you could possibly do.
I was so excited, Nick.
Golly, who God ruined that for you?
They ruined it. I can't even get fired.
Dang it.
Fuck.
Sometimes you're just too good.
I don't know about that.
You're just too good.
I don't know about that. But I was disappointed.
Why not take it? What the hell?
I mean, I'll take it.
Yeah.
But I was still disappointed.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
I was still disappointed.
I get you there.
Yeah, yeah. I kind of wish I hadn't promised Zoe about these PJs so I can go to the mountains tomorrow, but whatever.
Well, just go see Spider-Man. That'll put you in a good mood.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It will do that. It will do that. Oh, man. This was not a Christmas episode at all. Are we recording, like, later on this week?
I know something you can put in your stocking.
Oh?
Right now, sorry, listeners, but right now this will be out before this ends. Right now, starting tonight through January 2nd, Comixology DC holiday sale is going on.
Will this be out so before
get on
then?
It.
This is like,
I don't know.
This is the episode for like, the 26th.
Eh, whatever. Oh well, they missed out. Too bad.
You should have listened to this in the past, suckers.
Yeah, you lost it.
I just got one more thing I wanted to mention.
Yeah, go on.
I haven't decided if I wanted to talk about this on my solo show or not. But I watched the CW crossover yesterday.
Nice.
Last night.
Yeah, how was that? That Elseworlds one, right?
Elseworlds. It was fantastic.
I've only heard phenomenal
fantastic
things.
So I will say this. It is the best of all the crossover whatever they've done, the crossovers they've done. The best for very simple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the cast is much smaller than they usually do. Number two, the story is much simpler. Than
mm-hmm.
what they usually, cause like they always try to like make things super complicated and
like
make people jump through hoops. Like this was very linear and very easy to follow.
Yeah, they sort of mess it up by convoluting it, including way too much.
Yeah. And there's like clear like demarcations of story within each part of the series.
Nice.
Which is good. It also made all three parts which I think is the first time they've done three, because usually they bring in Legends of Tomorrow in as well.
Okay.
Legends was not involved in this year's crossover. It was just Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl.
So they tightened it up a little.
They tightened it up, which also helped the story.
Cool.
Which, by the way, I can't wait to watch Legends, because I saw some of the cast members tweeting out about the episode, and apparently mm-hmm. they made fun of the crossover.
Oh, hilarious.
Because it still came out. But like something was happening and be like, oh yeah, like this. And be like, what is that? Like the this year's crossover? And they're like, yeah. They're like, oh, good thing we're not involved in that. You know what I mean? Like stuff like that. Like I love the show is so campy. And
that's great.
And the first couple of seasons, like it was fun and I understood the fun. And I think a lot of people did. But mm-hmm. now they're like building that like self-awareness into the show.
Yeah.
And it makes it even better.
That sounds great.
I love it. But anyway, so that, number D, I don't even know what number we're on.
Sure. D.
Number D, Lois Lane was in it.
Oh.
Played by the actress whose name I can't remember, but she was the girlfriend in Grimm. Did you ever watch that show, Grimm?
Yeah.
The girlfriend. The redhead.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
That's really neat.
Like, she was funny and outgoing, but like a total badass. Like, at the end of, they go up against somebody, whatever the villain is, it doesn't matter who, cause I don't want to spoil it. But they go up against the villain, and it's, who is it? So it's Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Martian Manhunter, Brainiac, Superman, and Lois Lane. And Lois Lane's got a freaking, like, Mjolnir, like a freaking hammer. And she is awesome! And of course, she's just Lois Lane, you know what I mean? She's got her superpowers.
Sure,
why not? But yeah, it was great. She was amazing. And I gotta say, you know, we haven't talked too much about Bendis' Superman. I don't know if you have read any of it.
Because of the holidays, picking up the first volume.
All right, cool.
I will be reading it after Age of Apocalypse.
Yes. So you haven't read it. I really enjoy it. However, there was something for me in the previous run that I think really resonated with me, and I think it resonated with a lot of people. And as good as Bendis' run is, what's missing for it really is the deep emotional personal relationship between Superman and Lois Lane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that I would want.
And that was in this crossover. Like, they were brilliant together.
Oh, that's cool.
Brilliant. I missed it. I missed it because I hadn't seen it in the comics in quite a while, but it felt so good to see it on a TV show. And I kind of, now I like kind of want a Superman, like a, what was that show? Lois and Clark? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I want a new Lois and Clark.
Nice.
So that was great. And then, what's the last part? Letter Q. There were a gazillion Easter eggs. Easter eggs, yeah. In the first episode, not as many. The first part, not as many. But then, like, part two, when they go to Gotham City and they meet Batwoman. By the way, costume fantastic. Her acting, not very good. But it was still great to see Batwoman there.
And she's quite a hub, so.
Sure.
Come on. She is. Oh my god.
They go to Arkham Asylum and literally like every single frame you're like, oh my god, that. Oh my god, that. Oh my god, I know that. I know that. I know that. I know that.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was great. So.
But it still made sense for the people who weren't looking for those Easter eggs, I assume.
Yeah, if you weren't like looking for that stuff, then the story still made sense just fine.
Good. All right.
But if you were versed in that kind of thing, oh my god, like, dude, every single freaking panel. They had, like, Freeze's gun was there, Bane's mask, freaking Psycho Pirate shows up. Like, God, so many things on there. I don't even want to go through all of them because it'll spoil it. But really, really cool. I really enjoyed that. And then the finale was cool. There was a dark Superman, a Superman in a black costume. And he went up against the real Superman. So, of course, it reminded me. Well, what movie was that? Was that Superman 3?
The Dark Superman? Yeah.
When he fights like the clone or whatever it is?
Yeah, I believe so.
Dude, that episode played a lot like that movie. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Really cool scene. At the end of the second part, Supergirl knows that, Kate Kane is Batwoman, cause X-ray vision. Matter of fact, they even explained it on there. And, it was cool. Like they're chatting or whatever, like after the whole team leaves, those two are chatting. And then she's like, you know, maybe in another world we'd make a really great team. And Batman was like, yeah, World's Finest. And I was like, God damn it! I want to read World's Finest right now!
That's so good.
It was great. So I highly recommend watching like all three parts like back to back. I think it really helped.
I'm going to have to watch this now.
Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
Dang it! Mm-hmm. All right. You talked me into it, dang it.
Yes. We did it.
It does sound really good.
Yeah, it was super fun. Super fun. Last bit, Travelers is back, season 3.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, I watched the first 3 episodes.
Uh-huh.
Still great.
That's cool.
Yep, still great. A lot of changes this season. Still great.
Same cast, though?
Yep, same cast.
Oh, awesome. All right, good. Yep.
So that was fun. That was fun. You got anything else for me?
No. I think we are full up. Since my weekend getaway, I can't really give you an update on Age of Apocalypse because I didn't I sort of disconnected this weekend.
That's good.
I put down the tablet and I became connected with the wife. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Love it. Gotta do it. I haven't read either, so don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, so, I haven't even read comics from last week yet.
Good for you.
The only two comics that I've read from last week didn't come out last week. They came out this week. But I had preview copies that I got sent like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to read these.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I love it.
This will be out by the time this episode comes out. I don't know if you saw the trailer for Bird Box.
No.
The new Sandra Bullock movie on Netflix. Netflix original movie.
No, I have not. Right. Didn't know anything about. Tell me more.
You went to see The Quiet Place, didn't you?
Yes.
I thought so. You went with Tom.
Yes.
All right. So it reminds me of A Quiet Place, except instead of hearing, it's sight. And instead of like weird alien things, it may be like demon-y ghost things?
Interesting.
I don't know. I can't tell. Watch the trailer. It's not scary.
Okay.
I mean, it's suspenseful, but it's not scary. Watch the trailer and send me a message later and tell me what you thought.
I want to watch this tomorrow with the wife.
Yeah.
I'll put that on with her.
Looks good. Looks good. All right. That's it. That's all I got.
All right. I love it. Thanks.
Thank you. No, thank you for making the show and allowing me to partake in your glory every week. Not too much. Is that too much?
Yes, that's way too much.
All right. It's too much. Thank you for listening to the Nerdy Legion podcast with Nick Wetmore. You can, of course, find us on Twitter at Nick Wetmore, at Geekvine, at Nerdy Legion. I don't know when this is coming out, so Merry Christmas. If it already passed, Happy New Year. And we'll catch you on the next one. Don't get overdone steak. I'll fucking kill you.